Trent, congratulations. You pulled the team out of a bit of a hole there yourself and John Mooney and Kevin O'Brien.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned them. It wasn't just me. We probably didn't get off the start we wanted to. We've been quite lucky with the way that Porty and Sterlo have batted up front, and that didn't come off for us today. So we knew that, you know, if we get 150, we were looking at probably, that we could defend that. It just had come down to, you know, Kevin's been playing well throughout the whole series. And John coming in and striking the ball, and I was, you know, a bit lucky with a few of those. So it's good to post a good total and pull the boys out of the fire.
Similar to yesterday, Majid Haque was Scotland's best bowler. Nazir Aziz has been the UAE's go-to bowler, and he really took him on. I think that was the big over. I don't know what it went for, about 18 or 19.
Yeah, I just said to Mooners, I think one of us has to go here. I think it was five overs left. And then we needed to probably get, I don't know, probably 8, 9, 10 and over from there to get to 150. So I just said, listen, I think I'm going to go here now. You're sort of putting the ball in the back of a length. So if I went down to him and played straight, you know, there's a big chance. It's not really a big hit hitting back towards the grandstand. So a couple come off and, we were lucky. So that was a big over and we got that momentum going from there on. So from 15, I think it was, you know, I'd say it was our game.
Yeah, and obviously you played against them before. You had studied footage of the bowlers. You know what areas they bowl in and where you can hit them.
Yeah, we did, but you know they bowl well up front. You know, I think the left arm quick took the pace off the ball and got Porty and Sterlo probably from the same thing. You know, pace off. So we probably don't really have that in our armory. Other probably than Mertz takes the pace off, but you know, so we just knew that. Looking at their bowling, that if we could post 150, that with our bowling attack, and you saw today Sterlo bowled two overs, Dockers didn't even bowl, so it's quite surprising that in itself. So, you know, it was just a great all-round team performance.
And maybe a word about Tom Murdoch and Max Sorensen, 8 wickets between them. You bowled well yourself, but yeah, those guys got the wickets today.
Yeah, it's great. It might take a bit of pressure off us bowlers in a team meeting tomorrow, so I don't know what the Simo is going to say when we sit down and analyse the game. So you know, we've been under pressure. We haven't taken wickets up front throughout the whole tournament, so that's probably been our biggest Achilles heel. But today Max really went out there and did a great job for us. Mertz didn't come off his first over, but he came back and bowled a great spell and got 4 wickets. So, you know, I think that we're hitting our straps. The boys will fire tomorrow up top with the bat, and if we can continue with the ball like we did today, you know, there's going to be a hell of a game tomorrow night.
And it's our old rivals, Afghanistan. Some great tussles with them over the years. You'll be looking forward to that.
Yeah, absolutely. I just said to the boys then, I'd love to just come into this situation now, you know, give us a rest up until now. But, it's another final. It's another chance for us to get silverware. And that's what you want to play, and that's what you train all those hours for, and, you know, put all the hard yards in. And, you know, to finish in 2 games and 2 finals, it's going to be pretty special, but we certainly don't want to be on the losing end of those games. So we've still got a lot of work to do. We'll go home, rest tonight, and, you know, think about Afghanistan tomorrow.
And definitely retiring after the A Cup. Not tempted by your form in this tournament. The Neil's going to be in the boots firmly.
They're going to be in the boots. I don't know whether you've done your homework, Barry, but I think I've got about 2 wickets all tournament. So maybe if Simo wants to keep me on as a lower order, just batter, maybe I might. Yeah. But no, it's... decision's well and truly made, and I'm comfortable with that. And, you know, I know I've got 2 games left, and I think the biggest thing is I'm counting down those training sessions. I think I've got 3 training sessions left. I'm just going to enjoy the next, you know, next sort of 2 to 3 weeks. So, you know, hopefully we can kick it off with a win here tomorrow.